This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
You're listening to the Thursday edition of Kelly and Company. Thanks for joining us 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. Also, if you want to kind of bring the conversation a bit bigger, you can call us at 1-866-509-4545 and leave us a voicemail on that line. Of course, if you want us to play your message on air, please give us permission to do so. And feedback at AMI.ca is how you can get a hold of us via email. And on Twitter, if you like the social media approach, we are at AMI Audio. That's our handle. I'm Ramya Amuddin, here with Brock Richardson. And on Thursdays, weekly, we like to check in with our friend Michael Fair. Today, I hear he has some interesting audio dramas for us. Let's bring him on.
Hi, I'm Mike Fair. iPhones, iPods, and iPads are everywhere, and they're doing great things for the blind. We explore all that, plus audio entertainment, dramas, podcasts, internet radio, and games. We share it all on Kelly and Company.
The story of King Arthur has been told many times over, and back in 2020... doesn't seem like that long ago, but back in 2020, Audible Original released their pretty unique take on King Arthur. And Mike, you said this is one of the most unique takes you've seen of this. So this week, you're going to be giving us your impressions on it. Where does the story start?
Well, it starts in 490 AD. And basically, the Romans have left. They've retreated from Britain and gone sort of into Europe. And basically what's happened is the tribes have to fend for themselves. They have the Norse, the Viking raiders invading from the north, and they're squabbling among themselves as well. So there's one leader, Ambrosius, who has brought them, has finally succeeded, as the play starts, in bringing them all together under one banner to try and build a nation. And he's getting older, though, so he has to deal with a lot of the strife that's happening and try to keep everything on track. So it's a pretty big, epic beginning, long before you usually start the story of King Arthur.
What about King Arthur in respect to growing into the just leader that we're all familiar with? Is that a part of the story?
Well, that's one small part of the story, because the thing about this is King Arthur in this, the fellow that is the young Arthur before he's king, of course, he's the son of Ambrosius, and he's their best warrior. He has proved himself in battle. This is no coward. He is a brave fighter. The problem is he's kind of a jerk. And so we see basically him start from very inauspicious things. He doesn't act to save one of his first loves, Lady Anna, from being executed for a remark she made. Basically it kind of goes from there. So he treats his friends really roughly. And rather than it focusing on his journey to becoming the Arthur we know, this is more about how the legend around him is built, the politics behind it. So it's a very different take on the whole journey. We're not sort of following along with his adventures as much as others that are around him.
Yeah, and I'm curious, Mike, if some people might be disappointed in the story because of that, the angle being so different.
Yes, it is possible, because if you're going in this expecting the adventure, almost the fairy tale of King Arthur that we know, of Merlin the magician, the wise, you know, the knights around the round table, what we get instead, this is looking behind the curtain. This is looking at earlier sources that sort of the historical evidence for a character named Arthur and earlier sources for the myth where it might have come from almost. So it really pulls back the curtain. And it's gritty. It's dark. It's, you know, so if you don't want to sort of look behind and just want to keep your image of that quintessential Western hero that King Arthur is to some people, you might be very disappointed. And this is for adults. This is not a kid-friendly story at all. Very mature content, very grim, greedy, ambitious, you know, harsh decisions made stuff. So this is, this is not the anything like the Disney King Arthur or anything like most King Arthur takes that I've ever heard.
And how long is this particular drama?
So this goes for 6.5 hours, and each, it's sort of divided up into 13 parts. Each of those parts is about half an hour. You know, some of them are slightly longer, slightly shorter. So you end up with like 6 hours and 32 minutes, roughly. But that's basically the breakdown. So it's pretty easy to navigate, easy to skip around in, get to where you were, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And short bites. Okay, so let's take a listen to the trailer because I am intrigued.
On your feet, soldier! The walls are that way!
Grass!
Clad! Get your feet! Find your footing!
I can't!
Yes, you can! Come on! Spears! Take cover! You all right?
Just about. Oh, this is hopeless! These rocks won't protect us for long.
Better here than on the causeway. It's only another 50 feet to the gate.
Or might as well be 1,000. We're pinned down. They could drop off the mountain on us like this.
By Christ, that was close.
What do we do?
All right, men. On my signal, fall back. Fall back to the valley.
Wait, look.
By God's balls, they've made it through the light. The fort's breached! We have them! Advance!
Nice. I feel like we got a pretty good adventurous part of the trailer, though.
Yes, that was definitely a battle sequence there, yes.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so can you go through some of the characters that we view the story through?
So there are many different ones, we jump between them, so it doesn't really center on any one for very long. Arthur, of course, is there, but he's not central to this. Like you get glimpses of his journey as he goes through. It's also his friend Owen, who is sort of a general and a loyal friend of King Arthur's, despite how roughshod he is with him at some point. Griff is a soldier, so you get sort of a lower rank look at what's happening, and we heard a bit of Griff there in the trailer. As well as Arthur telling everyone to charge. Ambrosius, he is kind of the central older figure. He's approaching the end of his life. He's an old emperor, and he's trying to groom Arthur to fill his shoes. And we follow his journey a lot. If anyone's really a central character in this, it would be him. We get quite a bit of his life up until it ends. So that is a very different sort of almost a central thing in the story. Lady Guinevere is leader of the Legion City. So this is like a city that has housed a Roman legion and has remained a strong focal point for society. And she governs that community, leads it really strongly and well. This is no wilting wallflower. She's a strong leader, argues, speaks up for the troops, cares about the people. Merlin is, I've never heard Merlin portrayed quite the way he is in this. He pops in and out, fairly regularly. We get a lot of Merlin, but again, he's not central, but boy, very different than anything I have ever heard done with Merlin before. And really well acted. So that was great. And there's good villains too. We got Wolfgar, Lord of the Vikings. And we sort of get his take as he tries to negotiate with all the Britons. And Mordred, or Midrod, as you hear him referred to, is this other central figure to the Arthur legend that's sort of there, but not as we're used to. He is a scheming British noble trying to use foreigners and anyone he can to get power again. He's had a big defeat at the beginning, and we see him try to claw his way back. So, and then Lady Anna, of course, very interesting arc for her as well.
Mike, you mentioned there just briefly about the acting. Any other particular comments on the acting? You seem pretty high up on this.
Yes, the acting was really well done. We've got Garth David and Lloyd. Yeah, Garth David Lloyd. He did Griff, and so that was some of him. You heard did that really, really well. Lois Chabinim, I probably totally butchered that, plays Lady Anna, and wonderful, wonderful work there from her. Really sticks in the brain as just excellent acting. And David Holt played a very different version of Merlin. You'll know when you hear Merlin mentioned, you'll know it's him, and you'll see what I mean about that. Just wow, just a totally different take on the whole Merlin thing. And then Owen Teal, who's I've heard him before in other dramas, and he'll be familiar to a lot of listeners, was terrific as Ambrosius. So solid casting throughout, but those four really, really stand out in this drama as it goes through.
Mm-hmm. Mike, the scene we heard was a definite scene with sound and music, because, well, at least sound, because it was a battle scene. But what did you think of the sound and music overall?
It was not quite like your ordinary movie. There's very little music. It only appears in transition scenes, so you don't usually hear it in where you'd think you would, or during battle like that or anything. It's always when you're transitioning from one place or one character's viewpoint to another. So a very different use of music. And the sound staging, again, not quite like a movie, but the stereo was used really, really well. So you've got to, it helps you really track who's saying what and keep track of where people are in relation to each other. So, and the atmosphere was very well done. All the soundscapes in the background were very well handled. Good, I'd say it's good stereo sound. It compares well to other audible original dramas. But if you stack it up against Big Finish or Graphic Audio, I think it suffers a little in the sound quality compared to that, but not much. It's noticeable, but it's not like so bad that you'll go, oh goodness, right? Like the sound is solid. It's there. It's just not quite as immersive as I've heard in other places.
Mike, we got a little over a minute. What makes this worth the price for you personally?
Well, for me, you know, it is, I'm not trying to pay the $25 for it. If you're a non-member, that's what you'd be paying. But for members, it's either $17 or an Audible credit. And that is, you certainly get your money's worth. 6.5 hours of pretty well done audio entertainment. And it is the most unique take. It's all about the power of stories, the power of how legends are born and shaped, and even, you know, truth versus mythology, and when you need them both, and why they're so important to people, and how rumors spread. So it's very relevant to today, you know, with the amount of misinformation we're dealing with and everything else. It kind of made me, it was very thought-provoking. You know, I ended up thinking, well, how far have we really come if we're still sort of wrestling with, you know, people, changing the narrative to suit their ends and to sort of attain power. And that's kind of, when you look at the formation of Britain, as King Arthur, that was sort of their keystone legend in a lot of ways.
Exactly. And that's why taking a big legend like this to talk about that, to bring up this whole conversation, is a real interesting twist. Mike, we got to go. Thank you so much for bringing this one.
Absolute pleasure.
You can find Albion, The Legend of Arthur, on Audible. And if you have a membership, you can get it for one credit. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Master Gardener Judith Lavin about biodiversity in our gardens. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.